Welcome to Reality Check, the podcast series from SearchUnifiedCommunications.com. This is Elaine Holm, Associate Editor. Every month, we meet with an expert to get a reality check on anything unified communications. This month, we're being joined by news writer Michael Morrissey to discuss the latest news from Nortel. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Oh, thank you, Elaine, for having me.
Michael, as we know, Avaya has put in a $475 million bid for Nortel's enterprise division. What does this mean for Nortel voice customers?
Great question, and I think that's really on every Nortel customer's mind right now. I think one of the things that this means is they really need to sort of look at where they are in the purchasing cycle and see if they can push off any purchasing decisions for about a month, because in about 30 days we'll know a whole lot more about the future of Nortel's unified communications technology and where it's going to be going. Right now, as far as we know, Avaya has what looks like a winning bid for the technology, but that could change. We recently saw Nortel's telecom assets. Everybody thought they were going to go to Nokia Siemens Networks, and then Ericsson came in at the last minute with a huge bid, and that really changed the future of that technology, and the same thing could happen with Avaya, the Nortel bid. The first thing that kind of came to my mind was take a look at what Nortel and Avaya were saying about the technology. And I also spoke with the International Nortel Networks Users Association, and they all pretty much had one message: evaluate the technology based on its merits today. And there's some truth to that advice. We don't know whether Avaya or anybody else is going to come in at the last minute and, like I said, buy the assets. And pretty much whoever does buy the assets is really going to want to keep all those current Nortel customers as happy, paying customers. So no matter, if you go with Nortel or if you go with anybody else, the technology will be supported in the future. Just as much as the technology these companies are looking to buy, they're looking to buy that customer base, and you can be sure that they're going to do their best to support it. That being said, if you can put off those purchasing decisions for 30 days, you're going to have a better idea of what sort of product lines are going to be phased out. And if you're a current Nortel customer, chances are there are going to be some of those products that will get phased out. I spoke with a Frost & Sullivan analyst who pointed out that if Avaya did purchase Nortel successfully, they're going to have over 30 lines of desk phones. And that's really, for example, too many phones to have. And you're going to see some of those phones get phased out. You're going to see software get phased out. Other larger enterprise-grade packages, though, like Nortel Symposium Call Center server, those are going to stick around for the foreseeable future. And in some cases, you might actually see the Nortel technology replace whatever Avaya had in place. So you really look at the technology, and if it makes sense for your company, don't be afraid to pick it, but know that at some point there might be a migration strategy you have to choose.
It will be very interesting to see what happens with Avaya's bid for Nortel's enterprise division. We're looking forward to hearing updates on the Nortel bankruptcy from both our news writer, Michael Morrissey, and our news editor, Seamus McGillicuddy. And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks so much for joining us, Michael.
Oh, thank you, Elaine.
For more information on unified communications, check out SearchUnifiedCommunications.com. This has been Elaine Holm, and thanks for tuning in.